Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow.
It's a fascinating close to the week, wasn't it? The market really showed its hand.
It certainly did. We started with the worst open of the week thanks to a fresh wave of tariff news. We're talking a 35% tariff on Canadian imports, and the threat of 15 to 20% for most other trading partners.
A classic gap down on scary headlines, but the script flipped almost immediately. The initial selling just evaporated. The mega cap stepped in and put a floor under the market.
Right. Names like Nvidia, Amazon, and Tesla shook off the week open and basically dragged the indices sideways for the rest of the day. It's a pattern we've seen before, this resilience to tariff talk.
Exactly. The market seems to be saying, we'll worry about it later. But there was a clear divide. Only two sectors finished in the green, energy and consumer discretionary. Everything else was red.
So underneath that resilient surface, there was some definite profit-taking going on. Why the sudden caution?
It's all about what's coming next week. It is a massive week for data. We've got the June CPI and PPI reports, which are huge for the inflation narrative. Then we get retail sales. And on top of all that, the big banks kick off earnings season.
That is a gauntlet of catalysts. No wonder traders are a little hesitant to hold big positions over the weekend. We also saw volatility, the VXX, ticking up, right?
Yes, a noticeable rise in the VXX. That signals nervousness. And we're seeing a defensive rotation. Money is flowing into utilities, the XLU, and healthcare, the XLV. Investors are bracing for impact, even as the main indices hold up.
Got it. So speaking of the consumer, one name completely ignored the cautious mood and just exploded higher. Let's talk about Levi's.
Oh, what a report. A Levi up over 11%. This was a monster beaten raise. They didn't just beat estimates. They sharply increased their full year guidance. In this environment, that is a huge statement of confidence.
So what's the secret? This brand has been trying to turn the corner for years.
It's a total strategic overhaul, driven by the new CEO, Michelle Gass. They are laser-focused on their direct-to-consumer business now, both online and in their own stores. They're also expanding way beyond just jeans, becoming a full apparel brand, and their marketing is on fire, linking up with superstars like Beyoncé and Troye Sivan. It's working.
That's incredible. To see a higher-end consumer brand show that kind of strength right now is really telling. It feels like this turnaround is the real deal.
I think so. They're shedding non-core assets like Dockers to focus on the main brand. This was the quarter that proved the new strategy is firing on all cylinders.
Okay, so from a single stock success story to the entire financial system, the big banks report next week. We're talking JP Morgan, Wells Fargo, Bank of America, Goldman, Morgan Stanley, the works.
This is critical. We're going to get a real-time look at the health of the economy. What will they say about loan demand? Are consumers and businesses still borrowing? What do their credit losses look like? Their commentary will set the tone for the entire market.
So with all this uncertainty, where are traders finding strength right now? What are the breakout leaders that are still working?
We're focused on continuation plays, stocks that are already in strong uptrends and proving their leadership. A perfect example is Regeneron, ticker REGN. It's been a picture of resilience, just a steady climb on strong volume. It looks like it wants to test resistance up at $570.
I see. A true institutional favorite. What else is on that continuation list?
Texas Instruments, TXN. It's a quieter leader in the semiconductor space. It's in a solid short-term uptrend, and we're watching for a potential break toward $225. Also, American Express, AXP, is another classic name showing that same strong, persistent momentum.
Okay, so that's what's already working. What about what's next? What are you watching that's just starting to set up the anticipation plays?
Number one on that list has to be Tesla, TSLA. It's showing very strong bullish momentum and is coiling for another move. It's holding support around $310, and a break above $315 could really see it run, especially with that coming soon teaser post for a launch in India.
Always one to watch. Any other names building a base?
I like an energy name here, METC. It just broke out from a flat base on a huge volume spike. That's the kind of price action that gets my attention. It looks like it's heading for $17.50. And for a more speculative name, there's Milestone Pharmaceuticals, MIST, which is on the radar after some positive FDA news.
Great. Let's do some quick hits. I saw a flurry of upgrades and downgrades to end the week.
A lot of action. We already mentioned Texas Instruments getting a price target bump to $245. Visteon, the auto parts supplier, got a rare double upgrade from both Baird and Goldman. And Wedbush is getting bullish on a return to the movies, upgrading both AMC and Cinemark.
And on the other side, Any notable downgrades?
Yeah, some caution in the materials space. UBS downgraded both Albemarle, ALB, and the copper giant Freeport-McMoRan, FCX. That's a sign that some analysts are getting worried about global growth.
So let's wrap it all up. We have a market that's bending on tariff news but not breaking. There are clear pockets of strength in consumer names like Levi's and tech leaders like Tesla. But a cautious, defensive rotation is happening under the surface, ahead of a huge week of economic data and bank earnings.
That's the perfect summary. The key for next week is agility. Know your levels on the S&P 500. 620 is key support, and 625.50 is the resistance to watch. The market is waiting for a catalyst, and it's going to get a fire hose of them starting with CPI on Tuesday. Be ready to act, but don't get chopped up in the meantime.
Excellent advice. Stay nimble out there, everyone. Thanks for tuning in.